It may be a week or 10 days before I come here. I said, they got to figure all this out. And I said, I'll come back. I said, and see you before I go up to see Crosby. And I says, and I'll go up. So I went up there. He said, if you don't come in a month or 2 months, he said, don't worry, I won't sell it till you come back. So I went there and I told him how much I'd give him for him. And before I told him, I said, these fellas come, Ben Lee and that boy come here and estimate your timber. I said, I got the figures down here, I can't change them. I said, I can let you look at anybody else. I said, I want you to tell me what they offered. He told me, I showed him, I offered him $300 more than what they offered me.
Yeah.
And I had 2,100 and some poles, 2,130 some. And there's one man, his daddy was getting timber. He went down, he offered him 25 cents a stick more than I'd give him.
Uh-huh.
And he said he wouldn't sell it to him or nobody else. And so when I went down, I told him, I said, now I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to go have a timber deal made, and I'm going to have a Judge Frutus to come here and sign the timber deed, and I said he's a justice peace, and I want him as witness when you sign that timber deed for me to borrow the money on it, and he'd be witness that it's not my timber until I pay you for it. I said, is that all right? He said, that's fine, Sylvester. I said, I know you won't do the right thing. So I did. I had the timber deed made, and I took Judge Frutus with me. He was a justice peace, been there for years. And I went down, I told him, I said, Florida man, here's the timber deed. I said, I want Judge Frutus to read it to you first. He read it, and Judge Frutus told him, he said, it's a regular timber deed. And he says, Mr. Moran tells me he wants to sign it. He need that to borrow the money. And he says, he won't cut the timber until he pays you for it. Says, and he says, I'll be witness. It's not legal until he pays you for it.
Yeah.
So I said, now I'll come one day next week and we go to Crosby. I'll meet you and go to Picayune. So I did, and that fella told me he'd give me the money he was working for. So I took him and went over there. And this fella Stockdale that was dealing with him come by there. And he called me on the side. He said, and that fella Tryon, he was there, he told me, he said, I believe old man Stockdale throwed a wrench in the cogwheel, told me not gonna put out the money. And he told me on the side, he said, Mr. Moran, why don't you let me buy that timber and you let you cut it? I said, Mr. Stockdale there, Mr. Holder, you go there and buy it. He said, you're perfectly welcome to go there and make him an offer. And if he wants it, you buy it right now and get the money for it. He said, Crosby got the money, you can pay for it. He said, yeah, but he said, he won't sell it to nobody else but you. Well, I said, I come. He said, I ain't got no money to pay for it. So after a while, I told Tryon, I said, I want to go up there and he told me, Tryon told me, he said, I don't believe Crosby going to let you have the money. And he told me, after I talked to Stockdale, he said, Stockdale told him about it. And I said, let me go talk to him. I said, hell, he ain't no better than me. He's got money, but that's all. I went down, I talked with him, and he told me he couldn't do it. I said, well, Mr. Crosby, I said, let me tell you one damn thing. You're not the only man who got money. I got friends that got money. So the next day I went to the band, went to talk to Walter Jake, little Walter Jake. His dad, they had control interest in the Merchant Bank there. I went down, showed him the figure. I said, Walter, I need $2,500 and some dollars to pay for that timber. And I said, I want to get right away. Walter says, you come back tomorrow. He says, I won't take it up with the committee, not because I dispute your word, you know, but I said, I got to have something to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, see John Wheat or somebody.